Blog Talk Radio.
I saw the light,
saw the light
in the time
of the light.
Saw the light at the end of the road.
Saw the light.
I saw the light.
Saw the light.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. I'm your host, Nicholas Baker. Thank you for tuning in. We have a few events coming up here at the Tri-State Family Christian Center. And our address is 100 Faith Court, Bartrevis, New York, 12771. The phone number is 845-775-7276. We are doing a Day of Hope, and it's free. Sunday, October 1st, 2017, 9 a.m. is breakfast. 10 a.m. is praise and message. 12 p.m. is potluck lunch. 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. is stop, hop, and roll. Drop off boxes here. National Collection Week, November 13th through the 20th. Packing party is November 12th. And this is the shoebox that we are collecting. Whoever is local and you want to go to Day of Hope, please come down and hang out with us on October 1st. And also, what is Day of Hope? Well, 2 years ago, a young lady lost her daughter from heroin overdose. And my pastor, Dave, got the opportunity to talk at her funeral service. And they connected, became affiliated with each other. The woman partnered up with church, and that's how Day of Hope started. It doesn't have to be drug addiction, alcohol addiction. It could be broken relationships as well, and feel free to come down. And also, whoever listens or watches Greg Laurie, he has a movie, a documentary film coming out on in 2 weeks, the following Thursday, not next Thursday, the following, on the 28th. And it's going to be in theaters all over. And just go to www.stevemcqueenthemovie.com. I have it right here. Or go to, you could, stevemcqueenmovie.com and order your tickets and type in your zip code of where the movie's playing. It's a one-day event. It's just like Harvest America. If you've seen The Crusade, you probably watched the clips of it. You probably watched it again at the so-called Harvest Crusade as well. And Order's book is mcqueen.harvest.org. Get the book and read it, or give to somebody who you may know that is going through tough times. Let's get to Steve McQueen. I'm going to explain to you the purpose of the movie. It says, acting legend Steve McQueen has a unique story. It came from one of the worst childhood possible. Clawed his way to the top of Hollywood ladder. Was an expert driver and motorcycle rider, a man's man, and the charismatic superstar of the cinema. And then contracted cancer and died, leaving behind a legacy of cool. But there is so much more to his story than that. Yes, Steve did all of the above, but there was always a big hole in his heart, a gap hole he tried to fill with possessions. Accomplished, accomplishment, fame, women, alcohol, and drugs. He has not, unlike, he was not unlike many others in that regard. Maybe this is you. Steve was once quoted as saying, I know I'm going to die early, so I'm going to have to grab a big slice of life. He got a bigger slice than most, but crumbled to ashes. Steve was on a search his entire life, a search for God himself. Every man, every woman is on that search. In the end, that search led Steve to the gospel. Truly good news in bad world. But before we can fully appreciate the good news, we need to know the bad. The bad news is that every man or woman, whoever drawn a breath, has sinned. The word sin means missing the mark or crossing the line. You and I have done both. We have all broken God's commandments, whether we unintentionally missed the mark or deliberately crossed the line. Maybe you think, well, I'm not as bad as some people are. While that may be true, you need to know that God doesn't grade on the curve. The Bible tells us if we stumble in one point of the law, we are guilty of all of it. James 2:10. God's mark for humanity is perfection. So who can live like that? The answer is nobody. That's where Jesus comes in. That's why he came to this earth and on a rescue operation to save us from the concussions of our sins. Jesus was God born. Jesus was God born in the Christmas manger in Bethlehem. God became a man and walked among us God, the sovereign and holy creator of the universe, had a face. He walked in our shoes. He breathed our air. He lived our life, and then he died our death. No one forced Jesus to go to the cross. He was nailed to. He did it voluntarily for you and for me. On the cross, he absorbed the judgment of God that should have come on you and me, and he took it upon himself. Jesus came to pay a debt he did not owe, because you and I owed a debt we could not pay. But he did not stay on that cross. 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. And now, this same Jesus who lived, died, and rose from the dead is standing right before you, as you read these verses, as you read these very words, saying, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." Revelation 3:20. After a lifetime of searching, Steve McQueen found what he was looking for in the person of Jesus Christ. He chose to open the door of his heart and let Jesus come in. I have good news for you. Jesus Christ can come into your life as well, right now. How? First of all, you need to admit you're a sinner. Everyone has sinned and failed and fallen short of God's glory, God's perfection. Then realize Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Third, you must repent of your sins. Turn away from those things you request. You regret. To repent means to be sorry for your sins and to change your direction. Instead of running away from God, you need to run to him. He welcomes you with open arms. Lastly, you need to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. That accomplishment through a prayer like this one. Just say, "Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I also know that you are the Savior who died on the cross for my sins. Jesus, I am sorry for my sin. I turn from it now. I ask you to come into my heart and my life to be my God and friend. I choose to follow you all this days of my life. Thanks for loving me and accepting me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen." And you will see a change in your life. But Steve McQueen accepted Jesus to come into his life before he died from cancer. And here's another template. I want to read it to you as well. It says, "You only live once, so get behind the wheel of life and drive like there's no tomorrow. Grab it all and don't look back. Money, fame, sex, drugs, alcohol, food, friends, parties, whatever gives maximum pleasure. Go big or stay home. There's nothing like life in the fast lane, right? The only problem with that thinking is that sometimes we're forced to slow down. And in those quiet moments, those lonely moments, those slow down moments, our problems start to catch up with us. The bad choices we've made, the people we've hurt, and the guilt we've been trying to avoid. It's those moments we realize that there's got to be more to life than living in a fast lane. I'm here to tell you there is more to life. You see, God made each of us like a sport car, a thing of beauty and possession, and designed to run on the kind of fuel. That fuel is God's love. But when we try to fill our tanks with everything, we only get so far before things start breaking down. You wouldn't put orange juice in the gas tank of your race car, so why would you fill it with pleasure tank of your life with substitute when God offers the ultimate fuel free of charge? Living for Him is the ultimate ride. You may not believe that. You may have the idea in your mind that living for God is the way, the one-way trip to a place called boredom. I'm telling you that that's a lie. Following God's lead to freedom, not boredom. The Bible, God's book, telling to us, says that God's road is the path of life, and going down the path leads to fulfillment of joy and pleasure forevermore. See Psalm 16:11, and I'm going to read that right now before I close. In 16:11 of Psalm says, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your pleasure and the pleasure of living with you forever." And that, I recommend you to read that. Psalm 6 in the verse 11. Where was I? I want to finish talking about, well, Psalm 16:11. I recommend you to read it. And after that, in the staff, it says, "I found that to be true. And so have millions of Christ followers worldwide." I'm saying that Christians, those who live for God, never experience tragedies or sorrow or grief or hardship. No, I'm not. But they are given a peace and joy and stronger than those things, and a hope for eternal life after we die, promised by God Himself to those who trust in Him. You see, on the road of life, we are traveling in either way, direction or the other. One way leads to eternity with God in heaven after we die. The other leads to eternity without God in hell. And if you're not living for Him, you're you are heading toward the wrong destination. You need to make a U-turn to start going the other way. How do you do that? Number one, realize that you are headed in the wrong direction. Admit that you've made wrong choices. And it's nobody's fault but your own. Acknowledge your need for help. Number two, recognize that God has provided a way by sending his son Jesus Christ to the penalty for all of your bad choices. God has made a way for you to be clean and forgiven. That penalty for your wrongdoing is death. And Jesus, who lived a perfect life, took that penalty on himself by dying on the cross over 2,000 years ago. And he offered the free gift of salvation from our sins and eternal life in heaven if we trust in him and receive that gift. Number three, turn away from your sin. Flip a U-turn and start going in the other direction instead of driving away from God. Start driving toward him. Accept Jesus Christ into your heart and life. Ask him to take the wheel. Give him control and let him lead the way. How? By simple praying to God like this. Just remember the Carrie Underwood song, Jesus Take the Wheel, and pray like this. God, I know that I have messed up. I tried to fill my tank with so many things in life, and ultimately nothing satisfies. I have made wrong choices and done wrong things, and I fall miserably short of your perfect ways. But I understand that you are the answer. I recognize that you love me beyond understanding and have made a way for my forgiveness through your son, Jesus Christ. Please forgive me of my sins. I turn away from them now. I choose to follow you. Thank you for making a way. From this moment forward, I choose to let you drive. I ask you to be my Savior, Lord, Father, and friend. I want to live for you from this day on. Thanks for loving me and calling me by name. I am able to ask all this because of what Jesus did for me. So I pray in his name. Amen. If you pray that prayer sincerely, you can know with confidence that Jesus Christ himself has come to take residence in your heart. I encourage you to contact us for free materials that will help you learn more about what it means to have Jesus Christ living in your heart. Find out more at knowgod.org. I'm going to repeat it again, knowgod.org. And Pastor Greg Laurie is going to be changing your life. And behind us says, the Bible, God's book, to us says that God's road is the path of life. And going down that path leads to fulfillment of joy and pleasure forevermore. See Psalm 16:11. And one last thing before I close. There's another thing here. I want to read case study. Because there is a book called Let the Lord Use You. Your role in bringing people to Christ. And I have 3 minutes left. It says in case study that Steve McQueen, acting legend of the 60s and 70s, has been crowned by pop culture historian as the king of cool. Even now, half a century later, his image remains untouched. And go to SteveMcQueenMovie.com and get your tickets. November 28th is not this coming Thursday, the following Thursday, the 28th. Get your tickets and go see Steve McQueen, the American icon. And I want to play real quick before I close. 2 minutes left. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you for those who are just like Steve McQueen. I thank you for all those who are struggling and who are in need. That's why Day of Hope is to bring people like Steve McQueen together who are trying to fill their hearts with your glory, with your fulfillment, to fulfill in life. Well, Jesus, I lift up those who are just like Steve McQueen, who grew up in a bad childhood, abused by a mother, doesn't know his biological father, multiple stepfathers. Well, Jesus, I ask that you comfort those who don't have a parent who loves them as a parent should love them. And I thank you, Jesus, for Steve McQueen's life. Cleansing on the Bible that Billy Graham gave him. Just holding that Bible tightly in his arms, on his deathbed as he was dying. And he got a chance to meet Billy Graham before he died. And I thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, my friends, I know you're just like Steve McQueen. I know you have emptiness in your hearts. Just because you're empty doesn't mean your soul's empty. That's what it said last year on my TV show. Take a glass of water. A glass that's half empty. But your spirit is just like an empty glass. It could be half full. It could be completely full. But your spirit is just like a filter. Just cleaning out that dirty water. And when that is clear and clean, when you repent from your sins, there's going to be, your life is going to change forever. I'm telling you. And get the book. Go to mcqueen.harvest.org and give it to your friend who wants to know Christ. And remember to keep strength, keep faith, love God.